the Action Network's Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, thanks for taking a couple minutes.
Yep, I'm here. Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays, Jeff. Hope you're having a good one. We weighed you off with I was just thinking about Baker Mayfield and just how outspoken he is. And there's some parallels between Baker and Cam, you know, Heisman winner, number one overall pick. But both are extremely outspoken. Right now, everyone in Cleveland finds it extremely endearing. What's the national perception on Baker Mayfield and some of the antics he's been doing and some of the moves and some of the, you know, stare downing of Hugh Jackson and some of the gestures towards the sidelines?
You know, look, I don't really care very much. I mean, I feel like most people probably don't like it. Obviously, we saw what Colin Cowherd said. It was pretty funny. I think Mayfield does a good job with kind of dealing with that type of stuff, right? He wished Colin a happy Christmas or Merry Christmas, call him a Grinch. I think it was pretty funny. I don't know, man. I mean, look, ideally, I probably wouldn't want my quarterback to do it. Am I outraged about it? No. Do I really care very much? Not really. But this is who Baker is, right? I feel like now you've done it. You've beaten him twice, Hugh Jackson. Now it's kind of, we got to be done with it now. Now we've got to kind of move past that.
No, and I think we are done with it. I'm just talking about like the totality of it, the idea that you know, he's going to find somebody to go ahead and have an enemy with and have a battle with, because that's what fuels him. That's what gets him fired up. Like, if there's not a Hugh Jackson right now, there's going to be another person in the place of Hugh Jackson always down the road.
I just feel like eventually it gets exhausting. always. Yeah, look, obviously he might have a different personality than me. I'm sure he does. I just would find that exhausting over time, right?
And yeah.
It's going to be viewed as a grudge. Like, Tom Brady still has a grudge, obviously, right, from when he you know, was drafted in the sixth round. So that obviously can carry you for a long time. Tom Brady just not as outward about it as a Baker Mayfield, right? And, you know, the thing what's going to happen is this, is then, you know, if he starts losing, people will definitely look at him and look at that as a negative. You know, when you're winning, it's great, right? You're talking, you're enjoying yourself, but when you start losing, that's when people start questioning. Same as, you know, like a Cam Newton, he wears his flashy clothes, and who cares, right? But when you lose, it opens you up to people taking shots at you, and that, you know, definitely opening himself up. Well, he knows it too, I think. But it's who he is. You can't really change who he is. This is what the Browns drafted. They know what they drafted.
Hey, Jeff, changing things up a little bit. I think this is crazy, but I guess there's some traction to it. There's some steam behind it. If the Steelers don't make the playoffs, do you think Mike Tomlin could be fired or should be fired?
Probably not. I mean, I'm not a big fan of firing a coach after one bad season. I'm not even sure this is their bad season.
Right.
They always expect to make the playoffs, and, you know, they had some issues this year, and they're not a bad team. They just didn't close games very well, and I don't know if that's really his fault or not. I mean, it's not a good look, obviously, to be losing a lot of close games, but I think there's a distinct possibility that the Ravens lose to your Browns this weekend, and we don't have to worry about that at all. But I definitely think there's no way he's getting fired unless there's a revolt in the locker room, which I just don't see happening.
I mean, but it's kind of been building up to that, right? Yeah, like in the locker room, but then outside
maybe,
of the locker room too.
I don't think that they're blaming Tomlin for much of anything this year. I mean, look, the fake punt obviously was a bold call, but, you know, what else are you blaming Tomlin for?
No, I'm saying, like, James Harrison said back in July that he believes Tomlin lacks disciplinary skills. And then in September, Terry Bradshaw called Tomlin soft. And then Roethlisberger and key players, they've been critical of their teammates, which falls under his leadership as well.
Right. But, again, I mean, there has to be some sort of revolt. I mean, the Steelers don't fire coaches. That's what they've been trying to have, like, three coaches in 60 years.
Yeah.
So something really bad has to happen behind the scenes for this to even be considered. I don't think we've gotten there yet.
Yeah, I just think three playoff wins since 2010 should be enough, especially when you have Big Ben and the amount of years that you've been. It's the same reason Mike McCarthy got fired in Green Bay, right? Because you can only go so many years with a top five quarterback and only produce X amount of results before people want more.
I mean, John Harbaugh just got an extension. He hasn't made the playoffs in like 4 years. I mean, I think it depends on, you know, if you look around too, and, you know, whenever we talk about firing a coach, you have to also talk about who you're going to hire. And I know Pittsburgh will be an attractive place, but, you know, Mike McCarthy might not want to go there, or You might not be able to find someone who you like to go there. That's part of this as well. That's why the Ravens probably kept Harbaugh.
Oh, it's a great point. I love that, too, because so many fans, they're so quick to just fire without a replacement in place. And you got to realize, I know you do, joined by Jeff Schwartz of the Action Network, when there's so much turnover and there has been 7 to 8 coaches every year for the past 7 to 8 years, that well's starting to dry up pretty good.
It is, and I think we're now at a point where everyone wants this offensive guru, and I'm just not sure that that guy is out there. You're going to have to hire Greg Williams with the Freddie Kitchens, right? I mean, there's guys that can do that job, but to just all of a sudden think that you're going to hire the next Sean McVay, I think it's very unrealistic.
Okay, it's funny you went there because we just had that discussion with Sean Salisbury earlier, and I'm wondering just your thoughts on Freddie as a viable candidate as the head coach of the Browns moving forward because of the dearth of candidates that are out there. Would you leave it intact with Greg, or is Freddie a viable candidate?
I mean, here's the deal. If you want to keep Freddie Kitchens, you have to either keep him as a head coach or hire a defensive coordinator guy, right, who's going to be a defensive guy first and then keep Kitchens on. Right now there's no pressure, right? Whatever they do now, there's just bonus. Next year there's going to be pressure to make the playoffs.
Yep.
That's a different coach. You have to coach differently than you do now. Again, you look around the NFL and who's going to take the Browns job. Maybe Greg Williams paired with Freddie Kitchens is a great call. Is Freddie Kitchens ready to be a head coach? I mean, this is first time calling plays. I feel like we're getting pretty far in the weeds here. Maybe he is the next Sean McVay. I don't know. I don't know the guy besides what I see him do with that offense on Sunday. I feel like it would be premature to give him the coaching spot, but I'm sure a lot of people felt that way about Sean McVay. I just don't think there's a lot of Sean McVays out there. I feel like that's a very unique case.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff, you said that you were interested in this Browns-Ravens matchup in regards to finding the ways for the Browns to have the advantage. I think my question for this game, it comes down to whether or not Baker can handle a Baltimore defense that just wrecked that Chargers offense that seemed unwreckable. How do you see this one?
Well, I like the Browns +6 here. I think this line is way too big. The Ravens defense, the Ravens offense has not been very good the last 2 weeks. They scored 20 and 16 the last 2 weeks against a bad Tampa defense, and Chargers defense is not terribly great. The Browns have better defenses than both those teams. I think the Browns are playing good football. I think there is something to be said about waking up dangerous, right, and having this idea that we're going to beat everyone and us obviously showing them the field. I just think it's a closer game. Now, I don't know if the Browns can win this game, but also you're looking into consideration too. I mean, Lamar Jackson is one hit away from being injured. I mean, the way he runs so often, that's a real concern in my opinion. So I think the Browns can limit them offensively, and yes, you're right. Getting after the Ravens' defense is going to be a tall task, but I'm excited to watch Baker do it. We know he struggled a little bit against the Texans this year, and he's probably not going to play a perfect game, but I like what Freddie Kitchens can do, man. I feel like he can design a game plan that can get some good looks, some good easy looks for Mayfield.
What line do you like the most this week?
Probably that, or I like the Bears +6. I don't really get why the Bears are, or +5, whatever. I don't really get why the Bears are not favored. They have to play this game hard. I don't understand why they're 6 or 5 point dogs.
Do you like how up in the air the AFC is right now? I saw the Chiefs, Chargers, Patriots, Texans. They all got a shot at the one seed. Like, there's a legitimate scenario in which the Chiefs can play at the Patriots on Wild Card Weekend. Is that good for the sport in general? The fact that it seems like there's more parity than ever. And I know it's something that Roger Goodell has strived for, but there is the haves and the have-nots class that has existed for as long as we've been doing this.
I think it's fantastic. You're right about the AFC. I could see every team in the AFC besides Baltimore getting in and winning the conference. I think it's a fantastic thing for the NFL. It keeps things fresh. We get excited for the playoffs. In basketball, you're right. We have Cavs, Warriors, obviously not this year. But
you had to remind us, didn't you, Jeff?
yeah, I forgot, yeah. We'll have Celtics, Warriors, or we'll have Raptors. We'll have someone right out of the East and the Warriors. And that gets tiring time after time, so it's a lot more fun this way.
Follow Jeff on Twitter @JeffSchwartz. We appreciate the time. And of course, always your work at the Action Network. You're one of the few followers on Twitter that I do enjoy,
Thank you. What
you have. Your GIF game is out of this world, and you're funny more than anything else.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Jeff Schwartz, the Action Network.